You're listening to Detroit Today on 101.9 WDET. I am Stephen Henderson, your host. And as always, I'm glad you've joined us. We're coming to you from the dining room of the Grand Hotel on Mackinac Island during the Detroit Regional Chamber's annual Mackinac Policy Conference. I'm joined now by two people who are really trying to bring more attention to what's going on in Ukraine, and doing it from a Detroit perspective. Cindy Paskey is the founder, president, and CEO of Strategic Staffing Solutions. And also with her is Zygmantas Pavilonis, who is a former Lithuanian ambassador to the United States, a member of the Lithuanian Parliament, and served as Lithuania's ambassador to both the United States and Mexico. Ziggy, welcome to Detroit Today.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be back.
So you have been focused, Ziggy, on the idea of the genocide that you would call what the Russians are doing in Ukraine. That's a very strong word. I haven't heard a lot of people use that word to describe the war in that country, but tell me why that's the right word for you.
Okay, I will make it blunt as I usually do, and after listening what my good friend Cynthia said about, and you know, you discussed next generation civility project. Mm-hmm. You know, in the regions I live, this is not next generation civility. This is 19th or 20th century barbarity that is coming.
Wow.
And what Cynthia is doing is very important, because it's coming. It's coming now. You know, things that I saw in Ukraine, in Bucha, in a lot of other places of liberated Ukraine, that's, you know, I cannot even describe what it is when everybody is killed, if young Ukrainian is not joining Russian army, killed on the spot, if when all the women raped in Bucha, because Bucha was an elite Ukrainian suburb where Ukrainian patriots were living. And that's happening not only in Ukraine, that's happening all over the world for the last 15 years. Autocracies are coming, autocracies are marching. They work in harmony, they help each other to kill freedom and democracy. For the last 16 consecutive years, we are dying on this globe. And it's not only wars outside, the wars are inside. You know, barbarians are already inside our countries. We are polarized. We cannot speak with each other. You know, autocratic features are coming. So if we do nothing in Ukraine, if we do not defend that nation, you know, China will learn its lesson. And, you know, if China is doing the same with Taiwan and some other countries all around, half of the globe will be just a prison. I was living in a prison. I saw Soviet tanks. They killed my friends in front of TV tower. I was joking with Cynthia, but my first salary was $5 a month. Now I earn 500 times more because of things you guys created and you shared with us. EU NATO membership, Cynthia Paskey's companies coming to Lithuania and building great, effective American and other businesses, you know, attracting it from all over the world, using our talent. I am now a happy person. I have four kids. I presented my credentials to Obama, President Obama, and he said, thank you, Zygis, for defending us with your generals, like General Kosciuszko, one of those six, you know, people standing in front of White House. It's my general, you know, who was trying to create that harmony two centuries ago, yes. Because we adopted more or less similar constitution, and already then we've been killed and we had to emigrate, like Cynthia's Paskey's family, you know, emigrated from one of our big cities, Kaunas.
Yeah.
And by the way, I also remembered looking to Cynthia, another great American Lithuanian president, Adamkus. He was living in Chicago. He was cleaning your Great Lakes. He had a farm in Michigan where he had gatherings of Lithuanians, and he became my president. You know, he pushed Lithuania back to Europe and NATO. So what I wanted to say, you can do it if you do it. But if you are not doing it, freedom is being taken from us, and it's being taken now.
You know, it's such an important perspective because you're so close to what's going on, and the history is all interconnected. Ukraine, Georgia, Lithuania, all these
Belarus,
all of these countries that were formerly connected to the Soviet Union have the same issues, it seems like, that come up over and over.
Well, from medieval ages, we have one slogan: for our freedom and yours. If we are not united, if we are not fighting like brothers, you know, for each other's freedoms, like Lithuanian soldiers joining American soldiers in Iraq and Afghanistan, you know, and Balkans, and also American soldiers now standing in the Baltics, prepared to fight. You know, when you look to those Ukrainians, 40 or 50 million people, actually, powerful economy, much more powerful than Lithuanian economy, 10 or more times. Mm. It's a breadbasket of the world, and now Russians are killing the nation and also actually closing all the ways for them to feed the world. Mm. You know, in this year, half of the world will experience famine in Africa's and Asia's because Ukraine was feeding them. And Russians are closing all the ports like they did, you know, with Holodomor, when before Second World War, they killed 10 million of Ukrainians because of famine. So nothing is changing. Like my old good friend McCain was saying, this is the same KGB mafia that is running this, you know, this gasoline station in Russia. And you know what? We kind of killed Stalin, Hitler regime. But for some geopolitical reasons, we made a deal with the devil after Second World War. In Yalta, you know, my nation was sacrificed. You don't even know that, you know, 30,000 Lithuanians were fighting for freedom after Second World War, and we were all learning English. You know why? Because we were waiting for Americans to come. So they came 50 years ago with President Bush landing in 20 years ago with Cynthia Paskey opening its company. And thanks God, because you recreate humanity, you recreate civility, the same things you are talking here in Michigan. And we want to be like you. We are like you. But we don't want to be, you know, enslaved, and we don't want to live in prison.
Cindy, this is also personal for you, but go back and talk about the decision to open Strategic Staffing Solutions in Lithuania and why it was meaningful.
You know, thank you. It was meaningful. You know, Paul and I had an opportunity to be in that part of the world, and we visited in Lithuania, and a member of parliament, which was the first independent parliament, was kind enough to give us an audience. And it was that perfect small world, right? His son had just come back from an IT consulting assignment in Dallas, and his son was like, "My father just met you, but he thinks you're good people. Will you open a company here?" And we did, and that was almost 25 years ago, and the talent there is amazing. You know, you had a country of 3 million people with 30 universities, and the spoken language, but also the strive to have an opportunity to work, to create opportunities, very westward looking. So it was a good business decision, but it was also a personal decision. Mm-hmm. I was the first member of my family, who, as you know, have been gone for a long time, that was able to go back to Lithuania. And it was the right business decision, but it was also the right thing to do.
So you are trying to bring much more attention, not just up here on Mackinac, but generally to the role that I think you feel the United States ought to be playing in this conflict. Talk about what it is you think we ought to be doing.
I think that we should be, one, we should keep the awareness. I know there's a lot going on in the world. I understand that. That being said, Putin will not stop unless he's stopped. And he will not stop with the Ukraine. He will keep going, and he will cross a line where he will cross a NATO member if we don't stop him. And when he does that, we will have a third world war. There is the opportunity to not have that happen, but it has to move a lot quicker than it does, than it is right now. And we are still a strong voice. There is no reason Germany should be moving as slow as they are. NATO and the EU is pushing on them, but the United States should be pushing on them as well. I think that the United States has made progress with China. I believe that they were very stunned by the reaction of world leaders, the reaction of the EU, and stepped back their rhetoric some about how they supported Russia, but we can't let that drop. I'm not advocating to send troops to the Ukraine. I understand treaties and the value of them, but I also understand we're working with someone who places no value on a treaty. and places no value on a human life. So let's not forget what we're dealing with, and let's stop it before it becomes what would be absolutely horrific.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe just adding from Lithuanian perspective, you know, with all your problems in America, you should understand you are the best on this planet. And it's either your system of values or, make it blunt, Chinese. You know, when I'm also a member of so-called Inter-Parliamentary Alliance on China, IPAC. You know, we analyze what China is doing now. You don't see it maybe from outside, but China is now silently taking all sectors of economy in Russia that we Westerners are abandoning. China is taking over Russia. And if Russia wins, China will do the same with half of the world. So yes, as Cindy said, we have to stop the cancer growing. Now we are asking Americans to send most technologically advanced missile and artillery system. We don't need American soldiers. They, honestly, Ukrainians, they are they have the strongest army in Europe to defeat the worst enemy of NATO for centuries, the KGB, who killed millions of people
that we
on
need,
this planet.
We need resources. Yeah. You know, I'll give you a quick story. The Lithuanians crowd fundraised in 2.5 days, 5 million euros to purchase one of the most sophisticated military drones for the Ukraine. 2.5 days, most of the donations were in 50 and 100 euros.
Wow.
And it was all Lithuanians. It was led by a radio station that would be very similar to WDET, actually. And they were like, let's see if we can do this. 2.5 days.
Wow.
They need the technology, they need the tools, they need the resources, they will do the rest.
I wonder if you've had a chance to talk with anyone in the administration, maybe the president himself, about how important it is that we do more.
I have not had the opportunity to speak with the president, but I have. We have spoken to members of the cabinet, to senators. We've worked the Hill. You know, Jeff Nelson is here with me, and you've met Jeff in the past, and so we've leveraged every single relationship. We started again last night with Senator Peters, Senator Stabenow's team, but we've gone beyond Michigan, and it's the create awareness, right?
Mm-hmm.
Keep it up there. Remind everyone what the history is,
mm-hmm.
who we're dealing with, and what will happen if it isn't taken care of. And there is a path to do it. This does not involve sending our troops, you know, unless, of course, he crosses into a NATO country, and then it's a whole different discussion.
Yeah.
And maybe about this whole different discussion, in 2 weeks, 3 weeks, we have Madrid NATO summit,
mm-hmm.
where we are begging, asking Americans, please build your troops in the Baltics. You know, we will provide all host nation support. We'll build bases for you. You just come and stay. Please don't leave, because sometimes we have months without Americans in the Baltics. And to be honest, Russians are afraid just of you. You know, we have German troops, we have other troops, but we just need you to send a clear signal to Russia that it will not happen on NATO territory, what I saw, you know, in Ukraine, mm-hmm. on every spot Russia occupied.
Mm-hmm. I'm talking with Cindy Paskey. She is the president, founder, and CEO of Strategic Staffing Solutions. Also with us is Zygmantas Pavlonis. He is a former Lithuanian ambassador to the U.S., a member of the Lithuanian Parliament. They are both here talking on Mackinac Island right now about the Russian invasion of Ukraine and the need, in their eyes, for the U.S. to be a lot stronger in its response to that invasion. Ziggy, I want to talk just a little also about what it's like for Lithuanians in Lithuania right now while this goes on. This is a nearby country that's being invaded. What does that day to day feel like? I feel like for us here, it seems very distant, and that's part of what you guys are trying to change, is for us to feel like it's more. More on our doorstep, but it is literally on your doorstep.
Well, honestly, for us, it's nothing unusual. We've been living with this evil for 1,000 years. We've been stopping Mongol-Tatar invasions. We've been stopping Russian invasions. And our empire was the biggest, like John Paul II was calling our, you know, empire of two nations, that was the biggest in medieval Europe. We were the borders of evil. So that's why Cynthia found that fine talent in Lithuania, because American historian Timothy Snyder is writing, We are the representative of bloodlands. We live in blood. So we resist the blood like Israelis. And that's why we know from the very, you know, first day of our birth, we have to be excellent or the best. We cannot be average to survive. If we are just average, we die. But when I come to America, and actually symbolically on the way to Detroit, I was looking very old movie Cabaret, you know, 72, about pre-war Berlin. Sometimes I feel that just people dance this cabaret and evil is coming. It's it, you know, it already stormed your capital building, you know, it's already here, you know, all those, you know, autocratic features in every capital. We have countries divided, we have parties bought by Russians, we have Chinese and Russian influence on every corner, and we just dance that cabaret. And well, until some people dance, we fight and we die.
Wow. Cindy, I wonder if you can talk about the Lithuanian community here in Southeast Michigan, in America, and how they are responding to what's happening in Ukraine.
Thank you. I think that a couple things. I mean, and we're part of this. I mean, S3 just sent a pallet of level 4 bulletproof vests over, not for the military, but for police, fire, and EMS. So before the war, there was no violence in Ukraine. It was one of the safest countries you could have visited. So you have police, fire, and EMS doing their job, and they never had the need to have vests. So when they're out there, they're not protected. So the community in the United States, we're looking for ways to continue to support my husband Paul and I, along with our executive vice president Montes and his wife and the mayor of Vilnius. We arranged for libraries to be set up with children's books written in Ukrainian, because there are so many orphans and moms and children that have come to Lithuania, and it's a safe and comfortable place for them to go, but it's also in their language. So it's everything from books to children to vests for police and fire. And then, but I think really the most important thing is to create awareness. So as you know, Dan Lepp is gracious enough. He and I are co-chairing a fundraiser tonight. We have two objectives. We may raise money to support Ukraine. Equally important is to create awareness amongst people that are here to say, don't let this fall off what you see. Remember that it's real, and remember that it has longer term ramifications than what's going on.
Yeah. Okay, Cindy Paksky and Zygmantas Pavlonis, it was great to have both of you here.
Thank you, Stephen.
Always great to catch up with you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. That is going to do it for us today on Detroit Today. We'll be back tomorrow, and I hope you will too. This is 101.9 WDET-FM, Detroit's NPR station, your connection to news, music, and conversation. We'll talk again tomorrow.